Matt Gardner here, your co-host of Everything Atlanta. It is noon on a Tuesday, and as always, joined by rich, famous, fabulous, fit Danny Broadway.
Good afternoon, Matthew Gardner. How was your fantastic weekend?
Hey, had a great weekend. Good weather. It was a little cold and windy, but nonetheless, we got some baseball in and had a good time. And our show today, Danny, I just can't help to be excited. Number one, you know, the deals, the coupons, the craze. This economy kind of brings out the best in retailers by offering up some great prices and things like that. So you know, Danny, I mean, you're a pretty avid coupon clipper, if you will. You know, that's part of your lifestyle, is finding a good deal and so forth. You're always running around with a car full of coupons.
Yeah, I am. I'm not going to lie. I'd like to get a deal here and there. I actually keep those in the little handheld area there in my car, and I'll get half off a sub every day or get a free Burger King hamburger or whatever it might be. You know, get a $19 oil change. The one thing that I get a lot of, Matt, are emails. I think I get 200-300 emails a day.
Yeah, me too. I actually looked in Gmail today, and over the last 12 months, I've gotten 120,000 plus emails.
Wow.
That's a lot of activity.
And that's just that one account,
that's
right?
That's just my Gmail account that kind of captures all the ones. So, again, we as consumers are bombarded by deals and coupons and so forth today. And we couldn't get this gentleman on the show last week because we ran out of time. He rang the doorbell. But we're excited he's here today. This young man, Scoop McGee, is in studio with us. Scoop, say hello.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Scoop, we are excited that you are here because you are the buzz here in the Atlanta metropolitan market. And since this is Everything Atlanta, we're first of all thrilled that you're here, excited to kind of learn more about what you do and how you do it and what makes you so doggone special, my
yeah, goodness. And I'm so sorry we didn't have time for you last week. The show was so great, and you had just walked in. So what we did was we immediately invited Scoop to get back on the show today and tell us all about the incredible opportunities he's offering for local retailers.
Yeah, Scoop, you and I were talking before the show a little bit about you know, consumers using coupons and the good and bad about that, and also business owners. I mean, since this is a business show, about some of the experiences they're having. And let's talk about the consumer first, because I think what you're up to, Scoop, is actually a pretty good idea on how you use it. You know, the consumers, me, for example, I live in Roswell, and I'll get a Living Social deal or a Groupon to a burger joint in Decatur, Georgia.
Right.
Okay? I don't want to have to pass 30 hamburger joints in order to go redeem a 50% off. How do you somewhat solve this issue for me, the consumer?
Well, for starters, the main thing that I do is I find and share deals with my Facebook friends.
Okay.
So I also want to make sure that those deals are where they live. I want to make sure it's their neighborhood. I want to make sure that it's hyper-locally targeted to where they are.
All right. So for an example, you know, because I work in, I work in Alpharetta, but I live in Roswell. It's my personal situation. So you would basically deliver to me via your Facebook page the opportunities for me to find some good deals in either one of those markets.
Right. And you would decide that you wanted to get those deals in the specific market you wanted. So if you wanted information about Roswell, you would work with my Roswell Facebook page.
Okay.
And if you wanted to be Alpharetta, you could get it from our Alpharetta page.
All right. Well, since we're here in Alpharetta, what are some things that you've got going on in Alpharetta? And we'll kind of see if they make sense.
Well, there's a couple things, actually. Danny, you were talking about restaurants. We actually have a number of restaurants right now that have some amazing deals. I call them Inside Scoop.
Okay.
And they're all posted on our pages on Facebook. Right now, Lenny's Subs has a deal. Smoke Jack Barbecue has a deal. Ippolito's, Willie's Mexicana Grill.
I mean, these are some big names, Scoob. Congratulations on that. So this is just not a local diner or food truck that we don't happen to see. I mean, these are real restaurants, real. What? So I'm looking here and I see that on the Lenny's deal here in Alpharetta, you have a buy one get one free. I mean, that's a huge opportunity that people love buy one get ones.
No, and actually we've had a lot of people say just that. That's what they like as a coupon, is buy one, get one free.
Yeah, I think I saw you ask me the other day when I was I saw Scoop come up in my Facebook feed, which when you follow Scoop right now, every time you go out and have a deal, you alert me through Facebook, not email, right?
Right. No, actually, that's the best way for me to communicate with a group. And the other thing about that is that group can then share or like my specials. The whole point is I want everybody to see them. And the business wants it to get out to as many people as they can in the area.
Yeah, so I saw it come up in one of the feeds where you actually asked the followers on Facebook, hey, we're thinking about trying to get this restaurant to run a coupon. What would you ask from them? You know, where you can literally give them, hey, this is what I'd like to use at that restaurant. So I think that's one of the first times I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, I mean, you're the conduit. I mean, you got your hand in all the businesses, and you kind of got the pulse there, and you've also understand what the consumers want, and you're bridging the gap. It sounds like, you know, so I don't have to drive to Decatur to get a half price sub. All I got to do is walk out of my front door at the office there in Alpharetta and literally go two blocks and there's my Lenny. So, I mean, to me, I think that's a fabulous concept.
Absolutely. And that's the whole point, is it needs to be where you are. I do a lot of things like that. I want to have a conversation with the people who are following me beyond just here are a bunch of deals, because the deals are great, but I also want to be able to interact and say, is this a good deal? Are there places that you think I should tell people about that I haven't yet? You know, does your neighbor own a landscaping company who might benefit from participating in Inside Scoop? And the other thing is, I do a trivia question on Thursdays. I like to have interaction.
Yeah,
with people.
I saw that. It was good.
And I also do a Sunday question of the week, just to get the week started. Kind of find out what people are thinking about, what people in your neighborhood are talking about.
Well, you know, for our listeners out there, I'm looking at your sheet here, and it looks like the best way for people to somewhere to get involved is, number one, start with the website. It's www.scoopknows.com, as in KNOWS, not right. NOSE, but scoopknows.com. And also here it looks like we can go to some different Facebook pages and be able to, again, become a fan of these pages in order to get your feeds. And what I really like about the page, Scoop, and what you've done here, it's not just pushing products and services that don't make sense to me. It's about community. It's about asking questions and getting to know the people, and then kind of, like I said, bridging those connections. We kind of have a good understanding about how it works on the consumer side, and I have to say you have solved a problem that I've struggled with. Now let's talk about it from the business perspective. Business owners, you know, the Groupons, the Living Socials, and things of that world, as our listeners know, and as some business owners could agree with me, it's tough because it really affects the bottom line at the end of the day, because they will come in and they'll say, let's take your $60 retail value, you know, cut that in half in order to get people to sign up, and then they share revenue. I mean, what is your
model
like?
They even collect the revenue. That's what's crazy to me. The business owner doesn't even collect the revenue. He's given the leftover revenue after it's been cut in half, then cut in half, and then they get that half of that half of that.
So they're going to get maybe 20 to 25% of normal retail value, which, you know, Danny, you and I own a business. That is tough economics right there.
Yeah, I've got to have a little more margin in what I do.
So, Scoop, how does your model work for the business owner? If they want to participate and engage with you, what is your economical opportunities look like?
Well, the first thing is that there's no revenue sharing at all.
Okay.
With my pages. And then the business will work directly with the consumer, because you want to interact with the person who's buying your product. But since there's no revenue
split,
you keep the entire cost of it. What we do is it's under $100 a month.
Okay, so you have packages starting at $100 a month for these business owners. And let's use Lenny's as an example.
Sure.
You know, he's paying you under $100 a month for you to go out there and promote and bridge the gap, again, with the consumers and the business. And let's say that he has 30 people come in on a Saturday to redeem this Inside Scoop deal. Do you, in turn, have to go out there and get another check from him for that revenue?
No, absolutely not. The only revenue that works between myself and the business is that monthly
So that one-time monthly fee.
And, I think what's so neat, you know, as I learned about the Groupon opportunity, is that a lot of people don't understand as consumers, the way that they try to push that is they're betting on you as a consumer that you won't go take that $20 coupon you bought for $10 to, say, Taco Mac or someplace like that. They'll take that and say, look, we know that a certain percentage of the people are not going to redeem this.
Oh, wow.
And so not only are they trying to kind of, it just doesn't drive a positive value
They're trying to work a system, it sounds like.
Yeah, and it's just, why not offer the value whether you show up or not, you know? And what I think so neat about that is when I use Scoop, and I do a lot lately, you know, like the free appetizer that Smoke Jacks was giving the other day. I was actually able to just go back to my smartphone, pull up my Facebook account, bring Scoop up, and show my special right there on Scoop. And once you follow him, you have access to go back through any of the specials. So maybe Scoop put that, and Scoop, I can't remember when you did that, but maybe you put that out on Monday. I was still able to use that on Friday night. I didn't have 3 days to redeem it. I didn't have, I had to do it between 11 and 11:03 on every third Thursday of the fourth risen moon. And all the details that get printed out once you buy one of these other Groupon Living Social type opportunities that are out there. So it's neat to just have availability. No email I have to save. I simply pull up my Facebook account and have the opportunity to redeem a coupon.
Yeah, I mean, mobile couponing. I mean, Scoop, you're definitely on to something. As Danny was alluding to, you know, I've purchased discount movie tickets through Groupon, and you know, I didn't read that fine print on the third page, bottom left, and I had 8 days to redeem it. And I didn't even think about it because I was actually out of town that following weekend. So I was one of those people, Danny, you mentioned, the guy that wouldn't redeem it, which to me, if it doesn't work, you know,
And how do you feel as a consumer now? You know, because it wasn't the guy's fault. I mean, Groupon set that up and sold him on the idea, but where are you in value with that company? Of course you'll never return there.
That was the one and only I've ever done because, you know, they're just too hard. And, you know, quite honestly, Groupon Living Social, from my perspective, there's only so many teeth whitenings and Brazilian body waxes I need. And there's a lot of them that they're
all
being
right,
offered there.
There we go. Matt,
so I can only get 2 bikini waxes a month.
I know.
Andy, I can't grow hair fast, buddy.
I'm with you. I can't do that either. Yeah. Well, hey, I've got a question, though, for you, Scoop, on this business side, as we're talking about mobile couponing, because this happened to our family a couple nights ago. Do you manage these deals for the business owner so that they don't get caught in a scenario where a coupon does hang out there after an expiration? We actually went to a restaurant. There was a coupon on their Facebook page that was part of if you like them. The coupon was a year old. The manager didn't even know they were honoring that coupon anymore, but it was still on their Facebook, and they had to make a decision to honor or not honor that coupon. Do you help businesses manage that part?
Well, we can certainly remove a deal once it's past its time. We can also, I like to encourage businesses to update their coupon once a month, maybe every other month, to keep a fresh deal going on. But definitely, since this is directly with the business will know what's going on. It's not third party. It's not where someone like a Groupon is managing it for them, where there's not going to be a surprise.
Yeah, I had the same situation, Andy. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and there was a restaurant downtown that I frequent a lot back when I lived there and went to college there. And they had a Facebook deal, and so I figured it would be honored. It said, you know, $10 off a purchase of 20 or more, not including the alcohol. And we went in and had wings and nachos and had a big time. And at the end, we went to pay a $33 tab, which I thought I'd get $10 off. And because 20 or more was food. And they said, we don't honor that. And I said, well, that's a little misleading. I have it right here on my phone.
Right.
And they said, well, you know, we hadn't taken that down. And so very upset, I was late to a hockey game and left to walk across the street. But called later, and even the manager was rude to me. And now I've gone out on Yelp and some of the other reporting stations, of course, like Facebook and Foursquare. And let everyone know how these people handled themselves. So this type of online couponing, if it's not handled correctly by either somebody in-house or even somebody like Scoop who can really drive that into the market of people who trust him, it can really turn south on you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, looking at the website, for those of you out there, again, it's www.scoopknows.com. You can send Scoop. Looks like we can send you an email, too, at info@scoopknows.com.
Correct.
And call your main office number there at 770-655-8182. So, again, you know, consumers, I mean, people that are out there, if you know business owners in the metropolitan Atlanta market, you know, brother-in-law owns a carpet cleaning company, a cousin owns a restaurant, whatever the case may be, and they're looking for an answer for a hyper-local targeted solution so they can drive value in the door, get those repeat loyal customers coming in. Scoop, it looks like you've got some answers there. Well, Scoop, we got to get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about you obviously got a family and so forth. Tell us about who makes up the McGees here.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about the McGees. My dad is Martin McGee, and he's on the city board.
Okay.
He's real involved with the community. He's been part of the community as long as I can remember. My mom, Helen, she's a whole lot of fun. She goes out with the girls. She likes Ippolito's buy one, get one free wine on Mondays.
Oh,
and
I bet.
Usually finds a Tuesday and a Wednesday if she can help it. she's always out having fun with her girlfriends. My sister Joyce is a high school senior. She's a cheerleader. She's real popular. My brother Arthur is 8 years old. He plays baseball. He loves pizza. He loves going out to amusement parks and things like that. And we've got a dog named Baxter, and he's kind of a troublemaker. I've come up with a lot of Scoop programs about carpet cleaning recently because Baxter likes to knock things over, bring things in the house.
Okay,
he's a handful, but we love him.
Okay, so the your family and it sounds like your friends and things like that give you an opportunity to be part of this community. And as we can look at the Facebook pages, that we can just really see that. This is more about just delivering coupons in a random email. This is more about being part of the community. So again, you know, if you're out there looking for some great deals, scoopknows.com, you get signed up. You can go to the locations page and find which market that you live or work in and sign up for that. Become a fan of his inside that market and go from there. And again, business owners, if you're looking for a way for what looks like under $100 a month to promote your business in a creative way that at the end of the day drives a community feel and brings your community that surrounds you into your establishment, then this, again, looks like a great opportunity. Danny, anything else? I mean, this is pretty high-tech stuff.
I know. I was just sitting here playing with my phone, and it's so neat how if you pull up the wall photos, you can actually get a list of all the coupons, all, like, you know, for the Alpharetta area, there are 19 coupons that have been released. So I can just kind of thumb through and see where I want to have dinner and what I want to try out.
Yeah, it's easy.
Am I in the mood for a bottle of wine? It looks like we have almost a 1,000 followers of Scoop now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there in each of the markets that you represent, so... grab your kids, grab your wife, and grab your husbands too. You can get out there and be part of Scoop. So Scoop, what do you do? I mean, what, you know, outside of bridging the gap between consumers and businesses, what kind of work are you involved with?
Well, my day to day is I'm a reporter for a community newspaper.
Okay.
So I'm out in front of all the businesses in this town, and I know what's going on around. And really, I just like to take businesses and let people know about the good ones.
Yeah, I was looking at one of your posts there. I think it was on your Roswell page when those storms came through Friday night. I mean, your question that Saturday morning was, "Hey, is everybody okay?" Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me, Groupon really doesn't care how my night went, Danny. I don't know
yeah,
about you.
They've never asked me. Yeah, and you know, it's funny you ask that, and being a social place, not an email you're throwing at me, Groupon wise. And so again, somebody, I don't want to pick on Groupon, any of the email programs. You know, it's neat to have a place after I use the coupon to go make a comment.
Yeah.
Say, I just used this, they honored it, it was the best appetizer, or it's the worst, or, you know, and we can really let these businesses know what they're doing for us, right and wrong. And, I mean, just the idea beyond the couponing of a platform to go interact.
That is, Dean. I think you nailed it, Danny. It's about the community. It's about caring and keeping it social. Like you said, you know, Scoop, you've chosen a good wagon to hitch to, which is the big boys over at Facebook to deliver and to communicate with. So keep it social, Scoop. That sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, we appreciate having Scoop on today. And Scoop, again, we look forward to interacting with you and being a part of that. And Matt, are you wanting to tell us anything about social media beyond Scoop?
No, this is good stuff.
I just say we call Scoop our social media moment today.
The Scoop was definitely the social media moment here because it's about community. It's about being social. And Scoop McGee, we could not tell you how much we appreciate you. And we'll have you back on the show maybe over the summer and see how things are going.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Scoop, I got to ask you before you get out of here today, though, about your Sunday question, because I saw one that really intrigued me the other day. You asked people if they'd rather lose 20 pounds or get $200 in their bank account. I put in for the 200. I'm just curious where'd the audience stand on that one.
Well, I was kind of surprised. It was kind of angled towards the money. I think most people think with an extra $200 they can go and eat better food and maybe lose a little weight that way. I don't know.
There you go.
I like it. So I'll be looking for that check. Is that?
But Scoop's mailing out 200. No, I don't think so.
No, that's not.
I think they call that a hypothetical question.
Well, hey, we appreciate everybody listening today. Go check out Scoop and don't ever forget that these shows are sponsored by Yepser Internet Strategy at yepser.com. Please contact them for any internet needs beyond Scoop, whether it's social media, websites, or working with Google to accomplish your goals. And Matt, I'll let you take us home.
Well, yeah, it was a good show today. Appreciate, again, Scoop coming out to see us. And remember, Atlanta, you don't know anything Atlanta until you've listened to Everything Atlanta every Tuesday at noon here on Business Radio X.